This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Voters rejected a proposed amendment to the Colorado Constitution on school choice. Amendment 80 was voted down by 52% of voters Tuesday. Christy Burton Brown is with Advance Colorado, the group behind the proposal.
I think right now Coloradans are very happy with their school choice rights and may not feel like they're under threat.
Burton Brown says she thinks a measure like Amendment 80 could succeed in the future to protect charter schools facing closures. Opponents of this fall's proposal argued it could lead to school vouchers and public money going to private schools. There's still no conclusion in the race for Colorado's 8th congressional district. Two candidates have drawn even closer as vote counting continues. The gap between incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo and Republican Gabe Evans has been as narrow as 1,200 votes. The 8th district includes cities just north of Denver and further north to Greeley. Colorado flags are at half-staff today by order of Governor Polis for a police officer in Golden who was killed in a crash earlier this week. Colorado State Patrol says it happened Wednesday on Highway 58. Two officers were managing an unrelated crash site when a passing driver struck them. Officer Evan Dunn died at the scene. Another officer was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. 43-year-old Stephen Gere is facing charges, including vehicular homicide and driving under the influence. The snowstorm we've seen the past few days is expected to continue into Saturday, and several Colorado ski resorts plan to open today, including Breckenridge. Sarah Lococo is with Vail Resorts.
You know, not every opening day looks like this, so this is pretty cool to see. It looks more like January right now than early November.
Arapaho Basin, Eldora, Keystone, and Wolf Creek opened last month. Around Denver, there is snow today and tonight and overnight and early Saturday. Highs will stay close to 30 around Denver and in Boulder. After some clearing late tomorrow, it should be sunnier for Sunday, and highs will be in the 50s to end the weekend. Grand Junction highs near 50 today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.